Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airways. We always get excited for this one. It's always a great start on Saturdays, even though this place in Los Angeles looks like Seattle. Really dreary days. Thank you very much for my good co-host, Bruce Kessinger, for bringing me this crap weather down in Los Angeles. We're not used to this, Bruce. But that's a story for another day, Sports Talk Saturdays. Hosted by Bruce Kessinger, Scott Morgan, Ross out there in South Beach, Florida, getting ready to cover the Jags as they will destroy the Chargers today. And Mike Williams, what an idiotic move by Brandon Staley. Who knows if he won't lose his job after tonight. 347-205-9631. I'm producing it in Los Angeles. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. If you missed this show, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast, platforms where we subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of these guys, less than me, as I lay the groundwork down with the podium in its place and hand off the mic, the threes. Bruce, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And you know what you're going to be doing at about 1:30 this afternoon on the West Coast, watching your Niners destroy the Hawks.
Indeed. Well, I'm a little under the weather, and I'm always happy to send the rain down to you, Mark. I can be reached at holyroller91978@gmail.com or on Facebook. And Scott?
Thank you very much, Bruce. And, yes, I am in St. Augustine, Florida right now, covering the Jaguars and the L.A. Chargers in a matter of hours. But I can be reached at southfloridatribune@gmail.com. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube. So all you need to do is when you see South Florida Tribune YouTube, hit the red subscribe button, and you're good to go. You'll be able to see all of our shows. So South Florida Tribune YouTube, please subscribe, and you'll see all of our shows with Mark, and eventually Bruce will work his way onto the show as well. Looking forward to a great show today. Obviously, I know we're top-heavy NFL, no problem. I'm right in the middle of all this chaos anyways.
Indeed. So, I guess we can start with the games, and then we'll talk about the coaches and stuff later.
Sure.
We have the Niners and we have the Jags. I do think that the Jags will take the Chargers. They certainly beat them thoroughly in Los Angeles earlier this year. They're on the upswing. The Chargers are good. They have a coach that occasionally does some dumb things. We'll see. I think it's going to be a better game than people think. You're there. What's the mood? What's going on there?
Well, bottom line is, yeah, the Jaguars beat the Chargers 38-10, I believe, in week three, which seems like a long ways away. Yeah, Brandon Staley, you were very nice to him with your comment. I've got Doug Peterson on my end, so I'm looking forward to seeing the matchup firsthand with Trevor Lawrence against Justin Herbert, two of the fine young quarterbacks in the league, and this league is definitely going to be in a situation where, you know, everybody talks about Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Just watch. Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence are going to be two quarterbacks talked for a while, but the key to the turnaround is unquestionably Bruce. It's been Doug Peterson. I mean, my goodness, all he did was win a Super Bowl as a player and a coach, you know, as a player with the Packers and then as a coach with the Eagles. So he's definitely the major reason that the Jaguars have turned around. You remember that dumpster fire we had a year ago with Urban Meyer? Darrell Bevell cleaned it up a little bit, but yeah, that was awful. I mean, really, it was awful, but Doug Peterson's unbelievable. I mean, I've talked to him a couple times after the post game. I realize now it'll be harder to talk to him because there's going to be more national media involved. But Doug Peterson's just an unbelievable guy. And I've been saying it all along, Bruce, this guy will get a statue in 5 or 10 years if he does some unbelievable things here. Shad Khan is a really nice guy as an owner, from what I've heard. The problem is that some of his choices as a coach haven't been great, but I think Shad Khan can tell you right now that he's glad he didn't have to make any changes during the midseason, and he's glad it was a very quiet season and the team let us play do their business on the field. Also, look for Travis Etienne, the running back who was Trevor Lawrence's teammate at Clemson University, having a fine season as well. And there's a lot of good receivers with Zay Jones, Marvin Jones, and the list goes on and on. So, yeah, I mean, do I think it'll be 38 10? No. Do I think it'll be much closer? Yes. I mean, this game will be on NBC. And Al Michaels, who was actually, in my opinion, on Amazon and has been hiding all year, will be pairing up for Tony Dungy. So, to me, NBC definitely has themselves a good game. And, yes, Al Michaels will be on the call with Tony Dungy and that Amazon thing where he's been hiding all year. Another thing I should point out, too, which is interesting, is I haven't seen this in a while, but we have three Florida teams in the playoffs, and I am in Jacksonville. I think the Dolphins are going to, under third-string quarterback Skylar Thompson, will be eliminated. And I'm kind of hoping that Tampa wins over Dallas. But bear in mind, though, Bruce, I saw the Jaguars come from 17 points down to beat the Cowboys in one of the best football games I've ever seen. So I'm not overly impressed with the Cowboys. And that Jacksonville-Dallas game was unbelievable, the way Dak Prescott kept making mistakes right and left. I'm not impressed with the Cowboys for some reason or another. So, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be good for years to come. Tampa, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, this is definitely going to be Tom Brady's last year there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm not impressed with the Cowboys either. I think that Tampa has a good shot at winning that game, and they're at home, even though they're dogs. Yeah, that's and they certainly finished ugly, and I've been seeing more mistakes, like you say, from Dak Prescott. The question after this game, or if they lose this game, is whether McCarthy keeps his job. Jerry Jones has assured him that he will. I don't know. That doesn't mean anything in the world of football.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Jerry Jones is one of those guys who kept Jason Garrett around for, what, 8-10 years or something like that with a mediocre record. So you can read into that any way you want, Bruce. You really can. Okay. But with any other organization, I think what you're saying has a tremendous amount of validity to it. But if Jerry Jones kept Jason Garrett around for a lot of years, mirrored in mediocrity, you never know. But you're right. We'll know more by next Tuesday for sure.
Yeah, for all the weapons they have, they just don't. There's something just missing there. And we have Steve here from Corvallis, Oregon. A Northwesterner who says the Niners will destroy the Hawks, and then they're gonna get Philadelphia. Then they're gonna take care of Philadelphia. Don't know about that, but I certainly have confidence that the Niners are going to give everybody a good game, and the Seahawks do not stand a chance. Give credit to Pete Carroll for getting them as far as they have, but they've lost two games to the Niners already this year, and the second one was 21-13, but it wasn't even as close as all that. It's going to be closer than those games just because it's such sloppy conditions. I don't see anybody running up a score here. So I'm going to go with the Niners on this, as I would with you would, Scott.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you all the way about going with the Niners, but the Seahawks and think the Detroit Lions are getting into playoffs because they beat the Packers when the Lions knew they weren't going to make it to the playoffs. So the Lions still played hard, and they played with a chip on their shoulder knowing they wanted to knock Green Bay out. They didn't care if they were in the playoffs or not at that point. So I think Seattle kind of backed into the playoffs.
Of course.
Do I think – I don't know. The kind of score that I'm looking at will be San Francisco 28-13 over the Seahawks. Seattle's just lucky to be there. But you know what? I give the Seahawks a lot of credit. You move on from Russell Wilson, you bring on Geno Smith, you make the playoffs, and Russell Wilson has a bad season. So go figure. But, yeah, I'm with you on the Niners here.
Yeah, 28 points is a lot to ask for in these conditions, unless you've got some turnovers here and some runbacks on the end.
You're saying 28 points is a lot?
It is in this weather.
I am.
Okay. And it's bad. So I would say I would look it up maybe 20-10 or 20-13, something like that. They might not even get that. Remember, they only scored 7 on the Niners when they were in Seattle. So that Niner defense combined with the weather should hold them pretty far down. And
But the X factor here, Bruce, though, is Christian McCaffrey. I've always learned that when you have bad weather, you tend to rely on the running game is what you really, really do. So I think personally, Christian McCaffrey could be worth 14 points by himself, but whatever happens after that is anybody's guess.
Yeah, indeed. Awesome pickup for the Niners. In fact, I think it kind of made the season in a way because they won. I think they've won almost every, I think they've won every game that he's played in for them. Sorry for the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Stanford kid makes well there. That's for sure. I have a question for you, okay? And I know we're talking about football, so I want to get your observation on this. What do you think of Brian Flores interviewing for the Arizona Cardinals job?
If I'm the Cardinals, that's wow. He's a defensive mind. There's no question about that. And their defense was awful this year. And they're losing J.J. Watt. I was thinking, in all honesty, I think that the person who should be going there is Sean Payton. But
No way. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Bidwills have that kind of money out there that they can afford to go ahead and pay for a guy like Sean Payton? No way. I mean, think about it. I'm just telling you. I mean, there's a difference between Walmart money and Bidwell money. I mean, really.
True. I don't think Sean Payton wants to have anything. And I don't, someone's going to do Denver. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see Sean Payton going there. I was thinking it
well,
just, I'm thinking that. No.
You don't see Sean Payton going to Denver? I think that's where he is going to go. They're going to open up the checkbook, give him a little bit of authority, shop for the groceries. I don't know. This will be a good topic that we can monitor over the next couple of weeks, Bruce. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. And, I mean, so far, we've only had Kingsbury and Lovie Smith fired. I don't know if anything's happened since then. And I think the Lovie Smith firing is wrong. He got stuck with a garbage team to begin with. I have something against firing somebody after 1 year unless it's obvious he's incompetent, like Nathaniel Hackett.
I think Brian Flores to Arizona would be an intriguing hire, and I would be okay with it. I do. I think he got stiffed in Miami, but I think Brian Flores deserves another chance, and if he goes to Arizona, brings in the right offensive mind, that could be an interesting situation. So he interviewed for the Cardinals job, and I hope he gets it.
Okay. I have nothing against Brian Flores as a coach at all, and I agree that I thought he was prematurely fired there. And Lovie Smith getting fired, it's first off, I was very surprised that he did get hired in the first place. Not that I have anything against his abilities. He did okay with Chicago. He did some college years, and he got one of the worst teams. He got one of the worst teams coming in. They couldn't really. Everybody knew they were going to finish last in that division.
Backtrack of the year. Was it David Culley or Steve Culley got fired by the Texans a year before, and then you bring in Lovie Smith? The only reason he got hired is because they were interviewing Josh McCown, who had no coaching experience, and they had to save face with that hire is what they had to do because they didn't know who they were going to bring in at that point. So it's really been – you're right, Bruce, 100%. It's a dysfunctional situation. Any feedback in the chat room at all?
Let's see what we have here. We already brought up Steve. Our buddy Ann from Huntington Beach, all our LA people are going charges here. And then we have Gary from Wichita, Kansas, going cheap ass Raiders. Carr's going to the Jets. Interesting. Carr, there's a lot of places Carr could go. He has a no trade clause in his contract, which I'm sure he will waive. And he has his choice of where to go. He's got 1 year on his contract. He certainly can go to a lot of teams that would want him to start. I mean, even the Texans, if they drafted a quarterback number one, they decide to take Carr and have him learn under Carr. That's not the worst thing in the world, but there's such a plethora of teams that Carr could go to. We'd be spending all day talking about that.
Yeah, but the thing, here's the thing, though. We could spend all day on the topic. I'm with you. But Carr's already indicated he wants to go for a contender, so he could rule out a lot of the rebuilding teams is what he could do, and then find some that are maybe a quarterback away from turning the corner. So you can take that list of so many teams that are available that are looking for a quarterback, quarterback needy, and you can chop that list in by 50 to 60% and narrow it down much easier than you think.
Well, yeah, and then
wants
Gary,
to play
you're probably
for a contender.
Then Gary might be right because the Jets are close. They certainly that Garrett Wilson's a good receiver. They get Breece Hall back. The defense is solid. Good coach.
Yeah.
The Jets and he's playing in Vegas. New York is not isn't going to be any better or worse as far as the pressure cooker situation. Good theory there. Let's see. You know, on other playoff teams.
Well, I
playoff
think the guy's
games,
on track.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think your caller's on target. He could the Jets. Remember one thing what the caller's saying that we have to understand. Robert Saleh is a heck of a defensive coach. So you get a guy like Carr that can even put any points on the board for him. That to me that this caller put out there is more intriguing than most people realize. Could be a good fit. Of course he could be with Washington too under Ron Rivera.
Indeed. I think that they should let Carson Wentz go. I think he made a mistake in benching Heinicke. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, they will let Carson Wentz go. They will.
Yeah. I benched Heinicke after the Niners game, but this is the Niners defense. It doesn't matter who's a quarterback. They're going to have a hard time. I thought that Heinicke looked like more of a playmaker the whole time that he was in there. I thought that was a mistake on Rivera's part. They can't pay Wentz. He's making too much money to be a second string quarterback.
He's done as a starter in this league, Bruce. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Wentz is done. You can't get it right in three places, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, and Washington. There's only one place you go after three ops. You know what that is? Okay. Backup.
Indeed. Yeah, boy, we sure get it from all these people here. Chargers, again, from a Southern Californian Albert in Poway. That guy in Jacksonville is drunk. Oh, Scott, no. Scott, don't drink before shows. Listeners can tell. Oh, God.
Yeah, right. Maybe we have a couple of these callers that are talking about where I am in Jacksonville is drunk because I don't quite agree with the Chargers, okay? My coach here, Doug Peterson, is a whole lot better than Brandon Staley. I don't know what they're drinking on the West Coast, but I can tell you what I'm drinking here on the East Coast, something called Diet Mountain Dew. I've never seen a person really get totally drunk on Diet Mountain Dew. Now, if you're getting wired because of Diet Mountain Dew, which is my gasoline, okay, that's called my regular gasoline, then the guy makes a valid point. But that's okay. Best part about it is these people that are commenting on me that think I'm drunk, I don't have to see them on video. All I do is hear about it from you guys. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, I'm drunk. Are you kidding? Do you realize how long of a night this is going to be? By the time I get to the stadium around 4 Eastern time, 3:30, I'm not going to get out of there until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning after the post game and everything.
Yeah,
then
you don't have any time.
Late night.
And yet, you're not going to have time to get drunk then.
I'm not. Well, bear in mind, Bruce, the second week in a row. I was up here last week for Tennessee, and now I'm doing it again for the Chargers. So, hey, all you callers that think I'm drunk, bring it on. As long as you're paying attention to the show, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody has a you-know-what, and in most cases, they all stink anyways.
And we've got one that I'm just going to answer in a real quick fashion because we're going to go back to football. Donnie from Watertown, Massachusetts, 69,000 in San Antonio. Did not know they had that many people in the city. You'd be surprised
because
I've been there a couple of times. And like the second or third time, I noticed that on the sign as you enter town to San Antonio city limits, the population is over a million now. So they've got that many people. And nice to celebrate that anniversary, but that was the wrong thing to celebrate with them. They got slaughtered.
San Antonio's a neat city. I think the actual rate
was
68,323 at the Alamo Dome, which shattered the previous record of 62,046. Watch Michael Jordan and the Bulls play the Atlanta Hawks at the Georgia Dome March 27th, 1998. I'll tell the guy that thought that I was actually drunk that I'm really drunk when I come up with stats like this. So, pal, for all those people that think I'm drunk, I do my research and I'm very sober, but you'll never know anyways.
And once again, Joe from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Hey, Joe, you're always on. Tell those call clowns. Well, I think what he means is that he's telling the call clowns to back off of Scott. Must be the rain that drenched them, feeling like Noah in the ark. Okay, so Joe.
Now we have a real sensible caller. Thank you very much, man. You made my fan club. Okay.
Yeah. He's playing defense for us. We don't have any more yet. We'll get to some.
We need a few more of those. So we'll go along the rest of the game, Bruce. Come on, roll up the game, Bruce. Let's predict. We'll draw them in now. People will comment there. Here, you want to call up the games? You want me to do it on my iPad Pro? Here, you want me to do it? I'll do it here. Yeah. Us people in the business here, we do go out there and use these things called technology. All right. We talked about Seattle and the 49ers. We both believe that the 49ers are going to go ahead and win that one. I do believe that Jacksonville is going to beat the Chargers. The temperature out here is around in the 50s, and there is a bit of a win here. So I think that albeit it was 38-10 before, I'm looking at probably more of a 27-17 type of game in favor of Jacksonville. That's what I think.
Wow. Okay. I was thinking even more points than that, maybe a 34-27. So we have the Miami game, which that's pointless in talking about because they're just going to get buzzsawed with a third string quarterback going into Buffalo.
Drew, there might be hope for you as a journalist after all, pointless, because there ain't going to be any points on the, with the Miami Dolphins. I had to use that analogy for all those clowns that think I'm drunk. But no, pointless with the third string quarterback and Skylar Thompson, who nobody ever knew who his name was. So, yeah, you're right. I think it's going to be a lopsided affair with Buffalo. Number one, Buffalo's playing on emotion to begin with, right? And then the Dolphins are playing with the third string quarterback. So, I see Buffalo winning easily, probably 35-10.
And I say the Giants are going to pull the upset on the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, what's your prediction on the Buffalo game before we get to the Giants? ask me a prediction for prediction. Don't try to be Barry Sanders and be elusive of my questions here. Okay.
Okay, I will
not
be elusive.
I say 35-10.
I haven't checked the weather yet. I'm assuming if there's bad weather conditions, I was going to go 24-3. Or 27-3.
Well, all right. Well, either way, you're over 21 points. We both believe that. So we both agree on the Miami-Buffalo game, 21 points or over. Okay.
There shouldn't be anybody in the country who thinks that the Dolphins can win that game.
That's interesting. that was good.
I like the Giants on the Vikings.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I don't trust the Vikings. I really don't.
I don't trust Cousins. The Giants look like they're prepped. They look very ready to go. Daniel Jones seems to be getting better. I must confess, I love Saquon Barkley. The Vikings have weapons, but they also have Kirk Cousins, don't consider a very clutch quarterback.
No, but I'll tell you one thing. He's a very superstar businessman with all those franchise tags, all the money they got.
If I needed
an agent, I'd probably go out there and hire Kirk Cousins. That's for sure. Wouldn't you?
Because I remember when he did that in Washington. They offered him multi-year contracts, and he sat there and said, wait a minute, if they franchise tag me, I make more in a year.
Exactly.
And if I signed a multi-year. That was very good.
That's my point.
and then he bilks the Vikings for $29 million a year. Wow. And here we go again. Zach from Toledo, Ohio. The Browns are the only clown show, not the talk show host. Love you, Scott and Bruce. Mancini sounds like a hitman. Mahomes, my MVP. Wow. That's a horrible – I mean, it's not a horrible thing to say. But, yeah, you're a Cleveland fan, obviously, noticing your location there. And I feel sorry for you guys. I really do. Because the Browns actually had a little bit of potential there. You've got some good players, but the way they've been monkeying around with the quarterback situation is – and just how many draft picks did you give away? And yeah. I don't see that operation going over 500 next year. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you're talking the Browns, I'll tell you one thing. They got fleeced by the Texans. Now the question is what can the Texans do with the draft capital that they have? And what kind of a coach are you going to go out there and be able to bring in that talent? So, yeah, I think – yeah, no, I mean, the Deshaun Watson trade was made in desperation by the Browns, really what it was. They had that kind of guaranteed money. I'm just glad they didn't let Kevin Stefanski go. He's one of the best coaches they've had in years. I really do. I mean, you know, so I think it was time to move on from Baker Mayfield. Well, it became apparent they wanted to. I mean, so the reality is I don't think Deshaun Watson is the difference with the Browns.
I don't
really
either.
Don't.
I mean, I can understand he wanted to move on from Baker Mayfield, but I might have given him one more year and then, you know, thought about what I was going to do at quarterback at that point. And he probably would have had a 500 season with Baker Mayfield. A little bit premature
there.
You
know what? I'm actually with you on that one. I really, really am. I think Baker Mayfield wasn't the answer. You mean to tell me there aren't another quality quarterback that they couldn't have brought in? But when you're one of four teams that's never made it to a Super Bowl, desperation being what it is, Bruce, can happen. I want to go back to the Giants and the Vikings game. You think about the Vikings, that they had to come back from 33 points down to beat the Colts. So nearly the Colts walked into their place and nearly upset them, but it didn't work out. So take it for whatever it's worth. But I think I'm with you. I think the Giants are going to win that football game. Give me a prediction. How close is this one going to be in your eyes?
Okay. The Vikings always score a lot, and they always give up a lot. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's look at I'm going to go 24-21 Giants.
You know, he's 24-20. I was going to go 20-17 Giants. We both agree a field goal is going to be the difference. So, all right, let's go to Baltimore and Cincinnati. Baltimore without Lamar Jackson. Cincinnati with Joe Cool Burrow. This is going to get ugly for the Ravens. Joe Burrow, to me, I think is going to blow out Baltimore. I look at this being a 24-7 type of game in favor of the Bengals.
As do I. I like John Harbaugh a lot, but this the situation is you got DuVernay's maybe a little better than average as far as your wide receiver. Right. You don't have a huge the target there is Mark Andrews.
Right.
They got a. And the second string quarterback, I just don't see it. And with Joe Cool there in a pretty healthy situation for the Bengals. Now the Bengals move on. No question on that. Yeah, 24-7 sounds just about right.
Well, you got T. Higgins, you got Jamar Chase, and the big X factor is Zach Taylor to me maturing as a quality head coach in the National Football League. So I actually like what the Bengals – in fact, I can actually see them making it back to the Super Bowl if a lot of things fall in their direction. This is a good Cincinnati team.
Yeah, it is, and I could see that too. I'm rooting for Buffalo, and not just because of the Hamlin situation, but one of my best friends has been a long-suffering Bills fan. That's the one team I think could stand in their way, without question.
Let's go to the Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night.
Let's do that.
We've broken down all the games. We've broken all the games. Hope our callers appreciate what we're doing here. Again, I'm not pretending to be a prognosticator, and I'm definitely not drunk. So depending what contrary with all these clowns think that say I am drunk. But I can see the Buccaneers actually pulling this thing out. I don't think they're going to score a lot of points doing it. but I'm going to say Tampa Bay will win 21-17.
Good choice. It was 19-3, I think, the last time they played them in Dallas.
But I think the Cowboys will score a few more points this time. I think Dak Prescott's worth at least 2 touchdowns. The question is, how many interceptions will he throw?
Yeah, yeah.
And bear in mind, I dwell on this, but I saw the Cowboys against the Jaguars, Bruce, and I was not impressed with them. I really wasn't. Don't get me wrong. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been playing playoff football since they lost to the Detroit Lions in early December, but they've been playing playoff football to get into the tournament. But when Dallas laid an egg at the end of the game and Dak Prescott kept throwing interceptions, they had turnovers, you know, they're back in Florida again. So I can actually see the Florida teams 2-1 here. The Florida teams move on with Tampa and Jacksonville being the winners. Unfortunately for the Dolphins, I don't think they're going to get – I think this is the end of the line for the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see Dallas winning. That last egg they laid in Washington. Wow,
that was bad. Yeah, God.
Yeah.
If you're gonna lay an egg like that, do it with your reserves, anyways. I mean, don't do it with your starters.
I remember I saw the thing. They're starting Sam who? Sam Howell? I don't know much about him.
Don't sleep on this kid. I think he played out of North Carolina. And he could be their quarterback of the future. So I'm not going to anoint Sam Howell at all. I mean, no, I know. Your thing is you don't know anything about him. So I'm not knocking you. But that's the first time everybody got a chance to see this guy. And he beat the Cowboys. If the Cowboys are going to lose a game that badly, do it with your reserves and rest your guys. Don't look good where you have your regulars out there and look bad. So because what ends up happening in a situation like this is not only does your next opponent, like Tampa, could be the beneficiary of such game film, but the other ones in the conference will look at this as well. Lose with your reserves. Don't show your hand. It's like playing poker and showing your hand. You can't do that. All right, so we're talking football. What are your thoughts about Sean McVay returning to the Rams?
Why not? You know, it's like all those rumors about what he was doing were kind of weird. So I'm glad he is. This is sort of a prove it kind of year. I think Stafford needs to be the quarterback. I don't know that Baker Mayfield's not a bad backup if you want to keep that in there. And he played well even when he started. It really depends on the health of your quarterback and a lot of other players as well because they got banged up pretty bad. But
let me ask you a question. Do you think that Sean McVay was going to retire with a 5-12 record and leave this franchise? Do you really? I didn't think he would. I think he'd step up, had a bad year, rebound. You don't. There's certain times when you leave and certain times when you don't. And Sean McVay says, I can't do this to the organization. They've been loyal to me. I'm not going out 5-12, period.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And, you know, you're 36 years old. I mean, you've got plenty of time to coach. You don't need to step away from it at this point. It would be an ugly look, especially if you wanted to return to the profession. So him staying is the correct move, in my opinion.
Right.
Who do you think besides Kingsbury and Lovie Smith are on the chopping block?
Well, you mentioned it earlier. You wonder about Brandon Staley. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
that's this game.
They'll get let go. You know, this is going to be an interesting football game tonight. I can see Sean Payton actually going there. If you had a bunch of horses and offensive horses like them, I think the Chargers, I mean, he would be the one. In fact, I'm getting back to Howell for a moment, though, Bruce. I'm just looking up over some things. There's a report right now, and Howell is likely going to be the Commanders' 2023 starter, just so you know. I'm going over that right now. I know. I told you. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, and now according to Dak Prescott, we'll talk about Mike McCarthy. He actually thinks that the job security is actually comical. Yeah, you better hope so because, you know, his job security depends on your ability to be a dependable player. So, you know, I know you didn't know a lot about Howell, but I think the Commanders – you know, they have one game to go out there and do what they've got to do. And they're looking at him as a 2023 starter, so it'll be interesting to see who they get as an experienced backup.
Yeah, and going back to the Commanders, because Mancini
sure.
was one who thought that Rivera should be fired. I admit, I thought that the Heinicke change to Wentz was a mistake, but he won't get fired, and I think one of the big reasons, I still think he's a good coach, don't get me wrong, is that, you know, it's not going to happen under Snyder's administration. He's trying to sell the team. I think that he's going to leave that up to the next owner as far as Rivera is concerned. I think he should stay.
Oh, Ron Rivera's done a good job. Let me tell you, when you're hired as a coach, you coach so that you can win. Nobody says that the coach has to be involved in the rebranding process, okay? Let's
right.
go out there and find us a new nickname, okay? That was in part of the job description that 31 other franchises have to deal with. I understand Snyder wanting to keep the Redskins, and I still am in question why they ever left it, because if it wasn't an issue up to that point to begin with, why would it be an issue now? But I understand now times have changed where people are concerned about nicknames that could be a little offensive, and it's more of a sensitive time. Ron Rivera did everything he had to do. He's trying to keep the attention here, Bruce, okay, on the football field. Ron Rivera did one of the best coaching jobs I've seen in quite a while, 8-8-1, and had them on the threshold of a playoff. So he's done a good job. He, you know, I'd love to play for a guy like Ron Rivera. He was successful in Carolina.
Yeah.
And, you know, judging by the sound bites I see with him, there's a few coaches that I would like to play for. I have to admit, if I were a football player, I'm anything but, okay? I would love to play for Doug Peterson after watching this guy's demeanor the last couple weeks and before my very eyes. But Ron Rivera, to me, the guy that you'd want to play for. So, you know, I mean, with the outside drama as a coach, okay, you don't sign up for the outside drama. You don't do it. And in Rivera's case, he got stuck with it, okay? And he's trying to draw attention.
Yeah, he knows how to play. He knows how to keep that out of the locker room and stuff. I agree. You know, he's just about the game. He's not about the extracurriculars. Carolina, I want to see the Panthers keep Steve Wilkes. I think he's another guy who did not get a fair shake in Arizona. I thought he did a pretty remarkable job in riding the ship, especially after McCaffrey got traded.
I mean, come on, Bruce. The guy was 6 wins, 6 losses, and he inherited a dysfunctional situation. Let me give you some about Wilkes. I have never, in my years of covering this game, a long, long time, 40-some-odd years, Bruce, okay, have ever seen a situation where an interim coach made so many moves on the coaching staff and trades. So Steve Wilkes had more power with the Panthers than most people ever really thought he would end up doing it. You follow me? So, yeah, I think he's a natural. They have to go, obviously, through the hiring process to keep it fair and real. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I don't think Jim Harbaugh is going to be coaching in the National Football League this year. For some reason, I don't think he will. I think he ultimately stays at Michigan, despite all the talk that you're hearing.
I agree with you on that. I think also it's like, you know, I consider Harbaugh one of those guys who wants to run the table in his profession. I think he wants to get that college championship out of the way before he ever comes back to the NFL. No, I don't think Harbaugh is going to come anywhere. If he is going to go anywhere, I think it would be Indianapolis with his past history as a player there. And I don't think Jeff Saturday is going to keep the job. It was an experiment that I think has failed. I thought Harbaugh was going to go there, might go there, but I don't think so. I think he wants to stay in Michigan, win at Michigan, and then come back to the NFL and try his hand there. Interestingly enough, do you think that somebody like Peyton would want to be in Indianapolis?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what, though. You and me disagree on this one. Number one, I think Jim Harbaugh would love to go back to the NFL if he felt he had a situation where he could win a Super Bowl, number one. Number two, I do think that Jeff Saturday has a much better chance of earning the full-time job than most people think. I don't think that 1-7 record was his fault. He only concentrated on the hand that he was dealt. So I have a feeling he probably will get the job. I don't know why. It's just a hunch. And we'll monitor the situation over the next few weeks. So I wouldn't rule Saturday out totally. Harbaugh goes back to the National Football League if he's in a situation where, one, the Wolverines aren't paying him a lot, as much money as he thinks he's worth, and he's done a marvelous job getting the college football playoff these past 2 years. Of course, now the field will be expanding to 12 next year. So, yeah, I think he'd like to win the college football national championship, and he's done a marvelous job with the Wolverines. But I do agree with you on this point, though. If he was going to take a job, that Indianapolis would be intriguing because of his playing day there. My wife and I were actually talking about that, and I agree with you there. But I don't know. Saturday may be there longer than you think. So I know we got about 5 minutes to roll. What are we looking like with our callers?
Well, they just stopped calling. Maybe they're so enraptured and listening to us that they just don't want to pick up the phones. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. They're just absorbing what we're saying. You know, when they see, well, how much – I'm not a betting guy, but these people are probably going to go out there and look at the schedule, and whether I'm really drunk with half my picks or not, then they're going to bash me next week. Praying on, I don't care. It'll make any difference. I'm a journalist, not a betting expert or a prognosticator. I only try to base my opinions on the facts of what I see in front of me, and I do – extensive research on every show that I'm a part of, whether it's my own or somebody else's. So I just want to make sure that nobody gets left out of our parade here.
Yeah. Now that we mentioned college football, wow, that was a terrible game.
thank you. I've heard words called atrocity to describe that, so I'll figure.
Excuse me.
I got you coughing over that one, huh, Bruce? See, I knew I'd get you choked up over that 72 62 to 7. I don't know. It was bad.
So what, one more year and we call Georgia dynasty?
I don't tell you what, Georgia Bulldogs are going to put a lot of people in the pros, and they're pretty tough out.
Whew. That was
yeah, I know.
Painful.
I gave you a lot to think about there, huh, Bruce? Man alive.
Yeah.
I like giving you the sledgehammer of facts so that you can react just like that.
That's one of those games where there's nothing to say.
I didn't watch it, so it didn't matter to me.
Lucky you.
Come on. I scheduled my broadcast, man. I don't want to watch that stuff. If I sent those a mismatch, anybody will tell you that they would have liked to have seen Michigan, Ohio State in the semifinals, and then you would have had Georgia and TC, and then the winner would take on Georgia. But that hindsight's 2020, so.
Of course. We'll go on. How about a weird side note? How about that Carlos Correa situation?
Yeah, that's pretty strange, wasn't it?
Yeah. I know what the issue is with. I think the issue is that the length of the contract. Nobody wanted to take him on for 11 years. They don't think he's going to last that long, and for that kind of money, not 11 years. He ended up being with the team he was with, and he got 6 years. He had to be satisfied with that. You think?
Yeah, but not only that, he got 6 years, but he can. But they have team options that could turn it into 270 if he plays the whole thing out. Let's face the reality. The Giants knew that the medical wasn't right. If the Mets are going to say no, then you got to wonder what Kool-Aid you're drinking. And then, of course, he made a wise decision to go to the Twin Cities and return there. Not like he had to deal with any medicals. They had him for a year, so they felt more confident in the investment for sure. So I know we got about 2 minutes left to go, I believe. Don't we? Anything else we have out
Yes,
there?
We do. And I guess it's time for – it's that time that we dread so much. And we have to tell our listeners goodbye. But first, of course, Scott, you've got to give them your information.
Oh, absolutely, Bruce. Glad to be on again. Always enjoy working with you. Folks, go to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com, look for South Florida Tribune, and please subscribe, okay? All you need to do is hit a red button. Our goal is 1,000 subscribers. We're 70% there, but 100% would be a lot better. So South Florida Tribune YouTube, and hit the red subscribe button. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Tribune South. Go ahead.
All right, and you can find me at and hopefully I'll improve this situation too, at HolyRoller91978@gmail.com or on Facebook. And for those on the East Coast who are enjoying the weather, enjoy the games. And you can even enjoy our games, and you can watch people slip, fall, and roll around in the slot. You have a good weekend, everybody. You too, Scott. So long.
Take care, Bruce. Catch you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.